buildup of that they played last week or Saturday here. Blue Demons had a lot of confidence coming out of that ball game.
Yes, they did. They really did a good job, and looks like they're ready to go tonight. Pitcher for Pella Christian has a lot of change of speeds and looks like he has some pretty good movement on his ball tonight.
Hastings strikes out for the third and final out of the inning for the Blue Demons. They go down 1-2-3, and we're going to the bottom half of the first inning. I'll be trailing 1-0, or no score on the board. We'll be right back. You're listening to Playoff Baseball.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Oucher, Albia Hy-Vee. We are a proud sponsor of all Albia High School athletics. So for the best deals and the best service, shop your employee-owned Albia Hy-Vee food store.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Albia Blue Demon Baseball, also brought to you by the Snack Shack on South Clinton and Albia. They invite you to stop in for that fresh-made deli sandwich or one of their fresh-made-to-order sandwiches. From beef burgers to grilled chicken, remember, it's the Snack Shack in Albia. Now back live to Pella and Pella Christian. Here's Jason Summers.
Back here, got an early start here at Pella Christian High School. And Albia went down 1-2-3 at the first time at the plate. Let's take a look at your defensive linemen for the Blue Demons. First off on the mound, the ace, Jake Stalzer. What a game he pitched on Saturday. Over at first base, Brady Baker. At second, J.D. Kern. Your shortstop, Eric Bauer. Over here at third, Cody Underwood. Out in left field will be Austin Summers, dead center. Here's a ground ball, hit the shortstop, leadoff batter. Frommelkamp grounds out to Bauer for the first out of the inning. Hastings out in center, and right field is a Schroeder. So that's your Blue Demon starting lineup as we get underway here. First down of the inning for the Eagles. Ground out, and that'll bring Curtis Rosenboom. Rosenboom fouls it up and out of play. Stalzer with a gem of a performance on Saturday. Boy, he was really on. He was hitting his spots. He was ahead in the count. When he's ahead in the count, Pastor, he does he's difficult to hit.
Definitely commands a game.
Stalzer on the season, only giving up an unbelievably 191 opponent batting average. That is pretty darn tough. There's a pitch on the inside corner. Strike two, 0-2 here. As Curtis Rosenboom, the catcher, stands in. Here comes a left-handed pitch, fouled off down the first baseline and out of play. That'll be 0-2 here on Rosenboom. The wind is coming straight out of the north and east. It's straight in today, and the other day it was straight out. Foul ball up and out of play. The count stays at 0-2. Wilson Sinclair, the catcher, had a great game the other night as well. 0-2 pitch, a changeup, a shot into center field, hangs up in the air, and Hastings there to make the second out of the inning. So two down here, and that'll bring up Zach Zelstra. Zelstra at the plate. Boy, that wind is strong.
Yes,
it is.
It's
straight into your face. What a difference, you know, just a few days make.
Yeah, or a few hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was hot when we left Albia. Bounce and hitting.
Zeltra will reach base on the hit pitch. That'll be Kyle DeRonde will come in. So the first batter to reach base tonight is for the Eagles. As Zeltra picked up the base courtesy of being hit. Stalzer on the mound, looks over the first. Baker holding the runner on. He'll bring a fastball, and it's fouled out of play. DeRonde at the plate.
These Pella hitters are quite aggressive tonight. They're swinging the bat.
I was looking for the averages, and wouldn't you know that they're not accurate. Out of play once again. 0-2 the count. Albion, their pinstripe white pinstripe pants, blue socks, blue top with the red white accent lettering. And the runner's moving. Fastball fouled up and out of play, and that'll keep the count at 0-2. Two down here, bottom of the first inning, no score. Just underway, got a about a darn near a 10-minute early start here. And anytime you're starting early, you're starting.
Yeah. Well ahead of the game.
My clock is works in a different time zone. Here's the throw back to first. Holds the runner over at first base. We had a pretty good time getting up here, considering we left probably at about 10 after.
And all the tractors we had to deal with getting here.
Runners going. The pickoff play to first. Down to second. Got him.
He's out.
Baker had to turn in a hurry, and that's difficult to do. Stalzer went to first with the pickoff. Baker then had to throw it down to Bauer, cover the bag at second after the runner took off. And that's not an easy throw to make because you got to throw it to the left or to the right of the runner, and oftentimes it's a runner you look at. But nonetheless, Albie's able to get the out courtesy of the put out, and we'll go down 1-2-3 here in the bottom half of the first inning. We'll come back to the top of the second. We go. No score. You're listening to Albie Blue Demon Playoff Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Deer season has been going on for a while now, so we know you've had plenty of time to stalk your prey, and the time is now to make that attack move.
The prices won't get any lower, but deer season from Barker Implement will be coming to an end very soon.
Don't let the John Deere Compact Utility Tractor or the John Deere Lawn and Garden Tractor slip through your fingers.
Many John Deere products are on sale with low prices and low finance rates, but with features this sleek, they can get away before your very eyes.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
You are listening to live baseball action right here on Thunder Country, brought to you by Quicktron of Albia, a division of Laystar Incorporated, established in Albia in 1992. They've been a local supporter of our community since then. It's hard work, dedication, and community support, necessary ingredients for a winning team and a successful business. Thanks to Quicktron for supporting this broadcast.
It's the Marion County Fair, July 15th through the 21st. Amusement rides, 4-H project displays, livestock shows, arts and crafts displays, quilting displays and demos, and so much more. Live music Friday night, July 15th in the grandstand with opening act Seven Bridges Road, a tribute to the Eagles followed by Edge of Forever, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band. Advance tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Sure to excite is the Lawnmower Enduro on Sunday night, July 17th. Come get your feathers ruffled at this year's Marion County Fair in Knoxville.
Stalzer flies out for the first down of the inning. Give it a ride, but into the wind out to left center field. And Tom Baukamp is put down the first four batters for the Blue Demons. Sinclair at the plate. He drives one into right field. That's hooking towards the line. Gets past the right fielder. That's all the way to the corner. Sinclair on his way to second base. He'll have a triple if he can cut the Jets on. He's on his way over to third base. Ah, they're going to hold him up. Boy, that was a great effort out there by the right fielder. He took a diving attempt at it. That ball got by him, went all the way down to the fence. He had to get up in a hurry and make a good throw in.
Yes, he covered a lot of territory after seeing that ball get behind him. It was a tough play.
So Sinclair with the first hit of the night, a single. Or a double, check that. He's down at second base, and that'll bring up Austin Summers, the left fielder. 2-18 at the plate. Sinclair getting a lead down at second base. Baukamp throws a curveball outside, called strike one. Boy, this Baukamp is doing a really good job with mixing up his pitches.
Yes, he is. He's really moving his arm slot a little bit, too, dropping downside sometimes and doing a lot of different things.
Makes it difficult for the batter to pick up on the ball. And there, curveball. Summers rips into it. It's well over the head of the left fielder. He's going to have one hit the wall. That's going to score Sinclair. Summers on his way to second base. He'll have a stand-up double. And Austin came out in the first part of the season and was really hitting the ball well. Went into a little bit of a slump. And sometimes when you get in that slump, it's difficult to get out of it. And
it gets in your head a little bit after a while. But he seemed like he snapped it.
Hopefully that broke the little slump he's been in, because Austin, when he's on, he can crush the baseball. That'll bring up Schroeder. Blake Schroeder will stand in, a right-handed batter. Here's a call strike. Strike one. Austin Summers scoring. Wilson Sinclair. Sinclair led off with a double. A back-to-back doubles by the Blue Demons. And Albie's got the lead here. 1-0. Top of the second inning. Valcamp looks back. Summers brings the fastball on the outside corner. Strike two. Boy, just really doing a good job working his pitches.
Yes. That pitch he threw to Austin was an overhand curveball versus a sidearm, and it didn't break, and I think Austin just crushed it.
And that wind not been blowing. Here's a ground ball back to the pitcher. He'll look back. Summers go to first for the second out of the inning. A 1-3 put out, out number two. And that'll bring up Brady Baker. Brady having an outstanding senior season. He just has gotten more and more confident with his game overall, and then had a nice big hit last Saturday, a single up the middle.
Yeah, Brady's really hit the ball.
Big, strong kid, and he can extend his arms. He can do a lot of damage with that baseball. Summers over at second, one run across for the Blue Demons. Pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Brad Gray, Jason Summers bringing tonight's tournament baseball. Sun gone behind the clouds once again. It's a cool night. Here's a curveball. Baker stays back on it, gets a piece of it. Tough to do. Now, you know, when you're down 0-2 with a pitcher like this, it really, that's when they're going to be at their best.
Yeah.
0-2 count. Here's a sidearm, and Brady was able to catch up with, foul it off, keep himself alive. Hopefully he'll get something like Austin did. It'll hang up there, and he can drive it someplace.
Yeah, that ball was kind of rising when it came through the zone there a little bit. He dropped down so low.
The trajectory of, like you said, how he changes his the arm trajectory. Here's another foul ball. Baker fouls it off. 1-0 Blue Demons, top of the second inning. We're live from Pella Christian High School. Tonight's second round of playoff action. Blue Demons got here after defeating PCM on Saturday. Boy, just that was about as pretty of a ball game you're going to see out of Albia. I think that gave them a lot of confidence.
Yes, it did.
Another changeup, curveball, called strike three. Well, Albie does get on the board after back-to-back doubles by Sinclair and Summers. Albie's out in front, 1-0. We're going to go to the bottom half of the second inning when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball, back to playoff action right here on Thunder Country KIC.
Lathrop Construction in Albia is ready to take care of your bulldozing, trenching, and septic tank needs. Lathrop Construction also specializes in the installation of the new, long-lasting, low-maintenance plastic fence. Take care of all your construction needs with one call to Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop in Albia. Proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon and Lady D's. That's Lathrop Construction. Call them today, 932-2654. 932-2654.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has switched to their summer hours. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. But if you need to make an appointment for a time outside these hours, you can call Kevin at 932-8140. Now that's hometown service. Now's the time to think about trail cameras and their placement. Bluff Creek Archery has in stock the Moultrie or Primos trail cameras, and they can order any model for you. So stop in today and get your trail camera to track wildlife activity. That's Bluff Creek Archery, your outdoor store.
Kyle DeRonde lead things off for Pella Christian. There's a pop-up on the infield. J.D. Curran, as that ball got up into the jet stream, that was hit way up there. And that's not an easy out with this wind. The fly balls are going to be a challenge for everyone tonight.
Yes, they are.
But Curran able to gobble it up for out number one. Boy, you just... those are important outs. You don't want to give up an error in that scenario. Stalzer on the mound for the Blue Demons. Albia out in front, 1-0. Top of the inning. Albia got to run across after a back-to-back doubles by both Austin Summers and Sinclair, and Summers driving in Sinclair. I think Austin's ball might have been out of here any other night, which would have been nice.
Yes, it would have.
Here's a pitch outside. Ball one. And this is one of those nights where, you know, it may be a 2 or 3 run ball game.
Yes.
It's going to be a pitcher's duel tonight. Here's a pop-up on the infield once again. Stalzer calling for it. This one floating around towards the mound. Stalder's going to make the catch for out number two. So two flyouts, two pop-ups on the infield. How about the haircut that Wilson Sinclair is sporting? Him and Austin Summers seeing the same barber.
Yep.
Mohawks. Some guys can look good that way. I don't know if you and I have what it takes to pull that off.
I got a reverse mohawk going on there.
Here comes a call. Strike one as Marcus Van Zee stands in. Big right-handed batter. First baseman. There's a fan foul ball backing up out of play. Van Zee at the plate, 0-2. And Stalls are out in front again. So important.
Yeah, Jake's getting loosened up, and that ball's coming in there a little quicker and quicker.
Here's a ground ball right back to Stalzer. He'll take his time, plant, throw, and that'll be a 1-2-3 for the Blue Demons as Van Zee grounds out for the third out of the inning. Albie will go to the top of the third with a one-run lead when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Those we love remain with us, for love itself lives on, and cherished memories never fade because a loved one's gone. Those we love can never be more than a thought apart, for as long as there's a memory, they'll live on in the heart.
During your time of loss, let the caring staff at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home help you preserve your memories and honor your loved ones with services available at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. We offer a full line of services, including an on-site crematory. Contact Richard Tharp, Cody Kroll, or Leroy Winfield at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Back here at Pella Christian High School, Albion. Got on our way to the top of the third inning, 1-0 Blue Demons. And it's a night that's setting up for a pitcher's duel. When you have two outstanding pitchers on the mound, boy, both these pitchers, when they're heading the count, are deadly. Brad Gray joining me up here in the broadcast booth. Beautiful facility here, first-class facility up here at Pella Christian.
Yeah, I've never been here before, and it's really quite a place they have here, all the things.
Underwood to lead things off. The third baseman looks at a called strike one. Both pitchers have been out in front of the count, and it's one of those things you try to really try to get your pitchers to understand the importance of that. And these two pitchers have got it down, but that's what you get out of two senior ace pitchers.
Definitely want to go for the fastball if you can get it.
1-1 count. Curveball fouled off as Underwood stayed back on that one. And that'll move the count to 1-2. Time for the third inning. If you're just joining us in the second inning, just a few seconds ago, Wilson Sinclair ripped a double into right field. Austin Summers followed up with a double out to left field, and that was the first run of the ball game. Here's a ground ball hit to short. One hop over the first. Long throw is in time. Out number one. The 6-3 put out of Underwood. And that'll bring up to the plate. Back to the top of the order we go to J.D. Curran. Curran struck out his first time at the plate. Boy, what a year he's had as a senior pastor. Just a outstanding senior season for this young man.
Yes, he's definitely put the ball in play. And there's another hit for J.D. this year. Just right up the middle and puts the ball in play.
Good things happen to people or for teams that put pressure on the defense. There's a single, a one-out single for J.D. Curran. That'll bring up Eric Bauer. Bauer really got the hit parade going for the Blue Demons. He was the second batter up and hit a two-run shot on Saturday. There's a throw over the first. Not in time as Curran gets back. J.D. with those quick legs, and you see that on the soccer field. Boy, that's something I noticed right away from soccer. Yeah. He was really picked up his speed this year.
Yes, definitely moved pretty fast.
One away. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Eric Bauer at the plate. You know, your second time through, you see this the curve ball and the changeup. You start to be able to figure that out a little bit.
So he changes the slot move a little bit where it comes out. But still, yeah, it's easier to see the curve from the side angle. You can really see it.
Yeah, you can. Pitch outside. Call strike one. 1-1 the count. Able to paint the corner on that one.
I know as a parent or a coach, it's easier to tell him to see it out of his hand. But when you're in the box, sometimes you ain't got that. It's not that easy, is it?
You don't have the advantage of this height and this distance. Yeah. Here's a shot. Back to the pitcher. That's going to be a double play. Boy, a line drive. And Baukamp reached down his glove just as it was going by and picked it off. And that will be a double play to end the inning here for the Blue Demons as Albie goes down 1-2-3. J.D. Kern had a single, but the double play leaves Albie empty-handed at the top half of this third inning. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Albie out in front 1-0 when we come back to Pella Christian High School. Back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Albia Motors, your locally owned Ford dealership, has been quietly doing business since 1950. Stop in and visit with Jack or Mike and let them show you what Ford has to offer you. There is a large selection of new and used vehicles to fit your needs. Take a test drive in any one of the new vehicles on the lot and see what Ford has done. The new Taurus is totally new and not like your daddy's Taurus. If it's a pickup you desire, the new F-150. It's not just a pickup truck, it's a Ford F-150. Albia Motors is proud to support the Albia Blue Demons.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. And go Blue Demon Baseball and Lady D Softball.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Moving right along here as we got a little early start. Just time to fly by here as this pitcher duel taking place here at Pella Christian High School. 1-1 count is Will Vandervoot. Vandervoot will lead things off.
You must have took some Dutch lessons somewhere.
Or I just make it up as I go along.
Yeah, there you go. Nobody don't. Well, I guess it's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pella Christian people probably listening, and I apologize in advance for my mispronunciations. But I'm used to Baker, Crawl, and Gray, and Summers. And those are 2-2 count here. Fouled off right at the plate. The count will stay at 2-2. Boy, quite the pitcher duel going on here. As you'd expect, the wind blowing in straight center field. That flag blowing straight in. Stalzer, left-hander, brings the high fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's out number one. Boy, and Jake did not change the release point, but having to go to different levels as a batter. That's so tough. You talk about the speed, but also levels.
Yes. And to catch up with that high fastball, there's no chance. Pretty tough.
Your name's not Albert Pujols. You're probably not doing that.
That's why they were popping up a lot last inning. I think they just weren't catching up with that ball moving.
Fine art. First pitch is a strike. Second one fouled off. He's behind Stalzer 0-2. Albie out in front 1-0. Bottom of the third inning. We're from Pella Christian High School. Here comes the next offering. 0-2 pitch, swing and miss, strike three. As he tipped it up, but Wilson was right there with his steady mitt. That's out number two. Boy, two nice jobs of pitching there by Stalzer. And, boy, as you go along, you get that rhythm. You know, you start to really...
He's down at the bottom of the order a little bit, ain't he? Yeah.
Mike and Nibor will stand in, the third baseman. Here's a fastball right on the inside corner, strike one. Boy, Jake is working quick and efficient.
I'd be home before dark.
Like that, though. 0-1 count. Here's a foul ball ripped down the first baseline out of play. 0-2 here. Well, you know, just talking to the kids after the game Saturday, and here's a fastball on the inside corner. Call strike three. That's 1-2-3. Three Ks in the books in the bottom of the third. We'll go to the top of the fourth. And now be out in front 4-1 when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia. Plan your next gathering and let Jim and Charlie's do the catering. This week at Jim and Charlie's, Sure Fresh Spray Whipped Cream, a 7-ounce can, is $1.79. And Red Ripe Strawberries are $1.99 per pound. Tyson Fresh Frozen Whole Fryers are 89 cents a pound. Shop and save at Jim and Charlie's.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're in a sprint here at Pella Christian High School. Top of the fourth inning. That's right, top of the fourth inning. If you're just joining us, we started about 10 minutes early, but due to the weather. But this game is moving right along, folks. Hunter Hastings lead things off here. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Here comes the next offering. It's in the dirt as well. Ball two, 2-0 the count. Albia got its run in the top of the second inning as Sinclair doubled, followed by a Summers double. And here's a pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. That's a tough pitch to...
Yes, that was very tough. Low and outside.
2-1 here at Hastings. Here's a little foul ball back towards the Albia dugout. And that'll keep the count now, or move the count to 2-2. But I was talking to the boys after the game and then even yesterday, and just their total different level of confidence than there was a week before. There's a ground ball, slow roller towards the shortstop. He'll pick it up, a long throw to first. He's not going to get that one in time. Hunter Hastings down the line in a hurry. That'll be an infield single. That game just gave them so much more confidence. You know, we've been through a really rugged schedule. You know, you look at the teams we play, it's been difficult.
Hard. 500 ball and then come in and start off good in districts like we did, and it's quite a deal.
Stalzer will stand in. Jake, the pitcher, absolutely doing a great job. Just doing a great job on the mound. Shut down nine of the all nine batters. Went 1-2-3 each of the innings. So, Hastings over at first, leadoff single, just underway. Top of the fourth inning. Here's a drive into down the left field line, hooks and just misses. That ball lands about a half a foot off the white line. That was right there, man. Jake with big smile. I think some of these kids, the PA guy was talking about, maybe Jake comes up and plays a little AAU baseball with these guys, some of these guys. Get to know them. Here's a curveball at is hit out of play down the first baseline. Boy, Jake's doing a good job of taking it the opposite direction. So you can hear through the mics, that wind is blowing in pretty stiff from the north and the east, which is dead center here at Pella Christian High School. Hastings over at first, leadoff single. Gets a leadoff, pitch outside. The catcher momentarily loses it. I think he's going to look at, might get a hit and run scenario going here. 2-2 count here. Hastings on first, getting a lead. Hunter with the quick wheels. He's not going. Here's a ground ball hit towards first. The first baseman picks it up, throws it over to the shortstop, covering the bag, and that's going to get the lead runner, but not Stalzer. So the fielder's choice by Stalzer will bring up Wilson Sinclair. Sinclair doubled his first time at the plate, and we're going to have Ethan Gray check in. Ethan had a big run the other night. Heads-up play, too. You know, they Wilson and him manufactured a critical run because at that point in the ball game, I think we had a 4-0 lead. And you know you were just on the cusp of really taking over the ball game, and that run created another run because they were throwing the ball around the horn and the wheels came off for PCM.
Got them a little flustered.
Joan Bunt, the corners come in. The throw down to first. It gets by the first baseman into right field, and Ethan's going to go on his way over to second base. It's got a good throw to the shortstop covering the bag. Probably not a good decision to send him that time. But you got to give credit where credit's due. The left fielder came in and covered the throw down to first base, backed it up. Yes. It one-hopped him. And, you know, your first response as a runner and a coach is to send that runner when that ball gets by the first baseman. They did not look and see that the left fielder had creeped in and was there. So two down. Sinclair at the plate. Fastball called strike one. 1 and 1 the count. Yeah, I think there's a ball that goes outside and in the dirt. Changed his sideways motion with the hand there. 2-1 count. Pitch that hits the outside corner, 2-2. Boy, you just you want to take advantage of all your opportunities and a 1-0 lead. If you move that out to 2-3-0, boy, that really makes things difficult for their team. Here's a swing and a miss. It gets in the dirt. Strike three, but the throw down to first, and it will be a strikeout for the third out of the inning. The Blue Demons will waste a leadoff single by Hastings, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning with Albia out in front 1-0. When we come back to Pella Christian High School, back to playoff baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Top of the order we go for the Eagles. Tom Baukamp stands in. He grounded out his first time at the plate. 1-0 Albion, bottom of the fourth inning. Here's a check swing. 1-1 the count here. Well, you know, Pastor Albie's had a 1-2-3 inning in the third and the fourth, but got a runner to reach each inning.
Yeah.
You know, so that, a little momentum both innings stolen away by the defense of Pella Christian. 1-2 here. Stalls are out in front. Lefty looking as Nimmus on the mound. Fouled off and out of play. Tom Baukamp, the pitcher for the Eagles, doing a good job on the mound. Both pitchers in this pitching duel getting ahead on the count. Here's a pitch upstairs. Tried to bait him up upstairs, and he holds off. 2-2 here on Baukamp. Here's a pitch down the dirt. Sinclair stays in front of it. And that'll move the count. Full count. Here's something that's been rare tonight.
Yeah.
This more, than two pitch, more than two balls on any batter tonight's been a rarity. Baukamp at the plate. Here it looks at a fastball, hangs upstairs. And
got one on board now.
Yeah, they checked the swing of the batter, Baukamp, and they're going to say it did not go. That'll be a base on balls. And for Pella Christian, they've had two runners reach base, one hit pitch, and now a walk. And that'll bring up Curtis Rosenboom, the catcher. Tall, lanky catcher. Looks at a called strike one, down and low. He's not the typical catcher's physique. He's tall, he's long. Baukamp over at first. He's running for himself. Here's a pitch, called strike two. Boy, just to put that thing on a rope. Jake was out in front of Baukamp and struggled on his last three pitches. Runner over at first. Stalzer looking to hold him. Throws it over the first. Gets him to go back. And that'll hold Baukamp. You do not want him going here and getting to second base. You got to trying to hold him tight, get a double play ball.
Nobody down and early in this inning. There
he's going, throw the first. Down to short and on time.
He's pretty fast.
Yes, he is. Stalzer had to go to first, and then Baker had to get rid of it in a hurry, and that just wasn't going to happen. That's a stolen base, and that doesn't happen very often. Stalzer kind of held there for a few seconds. Here's a ground ball hit towards first. Baker's going to gobble it up, step on the bag, and that will advance the runner down the third. So the tying run just 90 feet away as Baukamp grounds out.
Out number one.
Three unassisted, and Zach Zelstra, the center fielder, will stand in. A big out here.
One thing you got to watch with these pitchers throwing the way they are is a late swing,
yep,
double or triple, you know, kind of sneaking down the line on somebody.
Here's a foul ball back to the screen. Zelstra, who reached on the walk, took second base on a pickoff throw over the first. Heads up play by the opposing pitcher. Stalzer. Shot up the middle. That's going to be a RBI single for Pella Christian. And that's why it's so important to keep those runners.
Leadoff walk usually comes back to.
It seems like it does. Come back and sting you. That's the first run of the night for Pella Christian. 1-1 ball game. Bottom of the fourth inning. One away. That'll bring up Kyle DeRonde.
Looks like how you grill over there, Jason. See that fire they got going in the grill?
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of my $30 piece of meat I burnt. Strike one.
It was blackened, but it wasn't Louisiana style.
Yeah, no, it was not Louisiana style, that's for sure.
He's keeping this guy kind of close to the base now.
They're wanting to run, you know. They
must be seeing something in his pickoff move or something that they're.
Here's a little pop up on the infield right behind second base. Over there to make the catch is J.D. Curran, out number two. That'll bring up Jordan Rossler. Left fielder will stand in. He flew out to the pitcher his first time at the plate. You know, this is going to be a 1 or 2 run ball game. Both these pitchers are not going to give up much. There's a fastball out. Not able to make the tag on it. Rossler gets off a little bit. Here comes a pitch. Fastball. Just missing on the outside. 2-0 here. Kyle DeRonde at the plate. Or check that, Jordan Rossler at the plate. Here's a call, strike one. Runner over at first, Zach Zelstra. Center fielder picked up an RBI single. Stalzer brings a fastball, fouled up and out of play. And now Stalzer's even up the count at 2-2. Two down, bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one. Eagles getting one across after a leadoff walk. That led to the pitcher, Tom Baukamp, scoring on the RBI single by Zach Zelstra.
If you get somebody on third base with one out, you stand a fairly good chance of getting that runner in.
Yeah, you really get frustrated as you're the coach and you're heading into the inning with three outs and get that runner third base and have him score. That could be a psychological break for a team. That was a big moment for Pella Christian. 2-2 count on the way.
I'm surprised they didn't try to bunt or something like that with the way the game's been.
Here's a ground ball. Currens bubbles it, and that will be an error as it went off the chest of J.D. Took a hard bounce.
It hit the heel of his glove and went up on his chest and just couldn't do nothing with it after that.
So runners now at first and second. Rosler reaches on the air, and that'll bring up Marcus Van Zee.
Looks like this kid has a little bit of strength. I don't know what his batting average is.
Here's a high pop fly going to foul behind the home plate is Sinclair makes the grab. Wilson with his new Mohawk hairdo. Gets rid of the helmet, shows off his haircut, and then makes a grab behind his shoulder for out number three. And we're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. The Eagles are able to get on the scoreboard. They tie things up. 1-1 ball game when we return back to Blue Demon Baseball when we come back here to Pella Christian High School. Don't go anywhere.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beading up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
Thanks, Joe. Tied up at one here, top of the fifth inning. We're flying right through this ball game. Austin Summers lead things off for the Blue Demons in the fifth. Brad Gray joining me here along with Joe Millage back on the board. 2-0 here to Austin Summers. Austin with the RBI double in the second inning.
Yeah, Austin hit that ball deep. This pitcher's kind of pitching around him a little bit there.
There's a pitch on the outside. Strike one.
Doesn't want to give him nothing too good.
2-1 count here. Austin, big strong right-handed batter. Swings and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Likely going to get a changeup or a curveball here. That's what Austin was able to.
Austin likes to drop down sidearm sometimes. Yes. Now he's getting a little taste of his own medicine, what that looks like from the other end, I think. That last one was a borderline submariner.
It's effective. You know, you change the release point and.
Yeah, amazed me. The College World Series, the Submariners were in demand a little bit. They wanted him to throw that way, which surprised me.
There's a curveball outside, full count. Again, boy, I'll tell you, a leadoff walk would be huge here. Just finding a way to get on. Get that leadoff runner on like we talked about. That was that can be key. Full count here. The payoff pitch on its way. Fastball outside, call strike three. Boy, paying that corner and that. The touch
in the box as far as he could. And I think he's anticipating the curve.
Summers strikes out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up the right fielder, Blake Schroeder. Schroeder grounded out to the pitcher. His first time at the plate. 1-1 ball game. If you're just joining us and you looked out your watch and you said, and it's just getting started. Well, you've got a little early start tonight. And we have moved right along. Top of the fifth inning. Malkamp throws a pitch outside and swung by Schroeder a little behind. 1-1 the count.
Yeah, we're 20 degrees cooler, roughly, than we were earlier today.
Here's a curveball. Schroeder takes a stab at it as it fell off the table there. He just both Jake and this Malkamp just able to really fool the batters because they're so consistent with their strikes. Pitch outside. That'll move the count to 2-2.
Our boys are all of them moving up in the box. Just going to make sure they don't step out in the front, you know, with a stride.
Swing and a miss gets by the catcher. Schroeder trying to get to first base. It's all the way to the backstop. That will,
I believe, be
air. A strikeout in the books. And a pass ball, that let Schroeder get down the first base. So we got a runner on here. That's huge. Brady Baker, you want to take advantage of any opportunity you get. The backstop's deep here. It's not quite as deep as Albie, but Albie's got one of the deepest in the area.
I think the catcher always gets blamed for that, even though that was a curveball in the dirt.
That probably deserves to be. Wild depends pitch. On how they call it. It's a pass pit or a pass ball or wild pitch, but nonetheless, Schroeder is the beneficiary, and the Blue Demons got a runner at first base. Pitch outside, throw down to first, not in time.
I tell you, that frustrates a pitcher. You strike them out, and they still make it to first. Yeah. You know, that just gets in your head a little bit, kind of.
Boy, just want to do something with the ball here. Baker at the plate. Over at first is Schroeder. Change up. Here's a ground ball, slow roller towards third into the hole, and that's going to be a single for Brady Baker. Slow roller got by the third baseman, just split the two defenders. The shortstop able to get there deep, but we got runners at first and second. One out, and that'll bring up Cody Underwood. You wonder if maybe you might try a bunt here or something just to get the runners over.
Got one down, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things that, I'll tell you, it's just going to be one of those nights where it's a one-run game. Probably have him swinging away. We're going to find out here. Underwood at the plate. Runner at second and first. Here's a little ground ball hit towards the first baseman. The pitcher picks it up, throws to the first, and that, I guess, is as good as a bunt.
Yep.
And Cody nearly beat that out. And that'll bring up the top of the order. Boy, it'd be a big opportunity here. J.D. Curran at the plate to runners at second and third. Important for Brady to get a nice lead here at second base. Yes. Ground or a single, and you have a chance to score a couple of runs. That could be huge.
They're not holding the runners on anywhere.
No. Baker, he's got a little bit larger lead at second base. He's a little tight. Gets a nice secondary lead. Here's a pitch outside. Call strike one. They work at that outside corner. Schroeder over here at third base gives us the old salute sign. Curran, he's one for two tonight. Single his last time at the plate. Another single, score out, be another run. Here's a ball that gets in the dirt, and a good stop by the catcher, Rosenboom.
That was a 55-foot curveball.
Woo! That was a near opportunity. Now you start thinking about that as a catcher and a pitcher. Runners to second and third. Two gone. Curran at the plate. Here's a pitch on the outside. Corner calls strike two. Boy, he went down to that outside corner. Now Curran behind the count one and two. Baukamp in the stretch. You can get a good secondary lead. You're going to make sure you get plenty of lead off here. Here comes a pitch. Called out or outside. Ball two. Boy.
Hard one to take.
That was pretty darn close. Might need a micrometer to figure out that was a ball or strike. 2-2 count. Curran. Curveball, looks outside, full count here. The Reynolds will be going on the pitch.
Tried to get a little fancy with that pitch and carried outside with him.
I don't know if they'll send him on. They won't be sending him on this pitch. Yeah, you got runners at second and third. A walk and full count here. Here's a shot down the first base line. That's going to go fair. There's one run in. Baker's going to score. He's round his way to third base. Oh, and they're holding him up. Baker looked like he's going to score. Got a late start over there to second base. Single, I'll tell you what, you just got to keep giving credit to that young man playing right field for Pella Christian. He got over there in a hurry. That was a shot down the line, a kick towards the fence. And now runners at first and third. One more run across. J.D. Curran with the RBI single scores Schroeder. Brady Baker over here at third base. And that'll bring up Eric Bauer.
They're playing everybody swing late.
Yep.
He's hanging that line pretty tight.
Likely see Curran. I don't know. They may not send him here because you don't want to. Here's a throw, fake throw over the third, and he'll hold the ball. You probably don't send him here because you're not going to get the throw back home.
Right.
You're not going to have your runner going from third. Bauer at the plate.
No pitch.
No pitch there. Two gone. Albie's got one across here. Top of the fifth inning. They are out in front, 2-1. RBI single by J.D. Curran. And how big was that strikeout that went for an error? As here's a curveball in the dirt. Bauer went and swung at it. Good stop by the catcher. And Brady's got to be prepared here. You do not want to leave this runner over. You got to get a nice lead.
Yeah, they're not holding him on. He can get off fairly comfortable. And
got a good secondary lead. Bauer. Pitch outside, ball one, 1-1 the count. Two outs. Top of the fifth inning, Albie out in front, 2-1. Runner at first is Curran, RBI single. Baker over here on the corner. Pitch out. Oh, that's going to be a called strike.
That was high.
Upstairs and outside, but nonetheless, it's a strike. 1-2 the count. Bauer. Here comes a pitch from Baukamp in the dirt, swing and a miss, and the ball is in the dirt. Bound the first is Bauer, but they're going to get him out, and the Blue Demons missed an extra opportunity because I think they left one on they could have had in, and that hopefully doesn't come back to haunt us. But nonetheless, the Blue Demons get one across, and now have regained the lead. We're going to go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. I'll be out in front 2-1. When we come back, back to Pella Christian High School, back to Blue Demon in playoff baseball.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Oucher, Albia Hy-Vee. We are a proud sponsor of all Albia High School athletics. So for the best deals and the best service, shop your employee-owned Albia Hy-Vee food store.
Aside from attempting to win awards with our incredible radio talents, saving you money is our favorite thing to do at Barker Implement.
That's why we are offering a 10% off sale on John Deere's Cool Guard antifreeze and conditioner.
Your tractor's radiator will thank you for it, and it's never a bad time for a good flushing, unless, of course, it's too late.
So stock up now and learn more at ebarkers.com. And we could win awards for our ads?
We'll have better luck selling John Deere's Cool Guard antifreeze and conditioners.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Albia out in front 2-1 after an RBI single by J.D. Curran. Scoring Schroeder, who got on after a striking out and then a pass ball. Stalzer out in front here of Will Vandervoot. 0-2. Checks his swing up high. Got him. Checked it down the first base. I thought he held off.
I did too.
That's not the way the base umpire saw it, and that's the way we was hoping he'd see it. And that'll be the first down of the inning, and that'll bring up Feinhardt. Feinhardt, Spencer Feinhardt, struck out his last time at the plate.
Looks like we may have somebody warming up for Pella.
Here's a shot deep center field. Hastings going back, plants his foot, makes the catch. Boy, that wind helped out there. That was a well-hit ball. Got held up as it got up a little bit. Dead center field. Boy, that's a long hit tonight. Go back to Saturday, and that ball might be out in the corn somewhere. Two down here, bottom of the fifth inning. Nyber at the plate.
Hunter played that real well. He went
yes,
back
he did.
Quick, so he wouldn't get it burned
Boy,
deep. And then he got it centered. And
liked to show the younger kids how to do that. Here's a little check swing pop up right back to the pitcher, and Stalls is right there to make the grab for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 goes the Eagles, and we'll go to the top of the sixth inning with Albie out in front. 2-1 when we come back to playoff baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa. And go Blue Demon Baseball and Lady D Softball.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
But Blue Demons out in front here, top of the sixth inning. We have flown through here, and we're going to go to the heart of the Blue Demon order. Been a pitcher's duel, and Albie actually strung together some hits here.
Yes, timely hits made all the difference.
And that was the difference the other night. You know, you looked at 8 runs on 7 hits. That's efficiency.
Yes.
We really put together the back-to-back hits, and that's so important. You can string together 7 runs in a ball game and or more, and maybe not even score. Hastings will lead things off. High fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. Hunter struck out his first time at the plate and then singled in the fourth inning. Looks at the pitch down low. Ball one, 1-1 the count. Val Camp will change his release points. Here's a sidearm pitch that fouled up and out of play. Hastings now behind the count. 1-2. Boy, you really like to get Hunter on with his wheels and with Stalzer following him. Curveball in the dirt, swing and a miss, and the catcher's going to pick it up, throw it down the first, and that'll be the first out of the inning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 strikeouts. Valcamp has been able to strike out the Albia batters.
Like you said, that curveball in the dirt last inning made a big difference. Called third strike and went on the first, and that was the score.
Because the fastball lined one hopper to the shortstop. A long throw over the first. It's going to get to Stalzer, but boy, Jake got on top of that ball.
Yep.
But
I thought ball might be thrown away. See, there's a post in front of me. I seen it leave the shortstop's hand, but then I couldn't see it till it got to the first baseman. What left his hand? It looked like it was
floating.
Yeah, they're going to start rising, but it came back down right in his glove.
Wilson Sinclair will stand in. The catcher is 1-for-2 tonight. Led off, got a double in the second inning. Scored off a double by Summers, who's in the on deck circle. 2-1 Albia. Pitch outside on the corner. Strike one. 1-1 the count here. Baukamp changes his delivery and sidearms it in for a swing and a miss, strike two. Got a good, got his mojo going in this inning. Baukamp's change up in the dirt. That's why they're creeping up there in that box.
Yeah, they're trying to beat that break, but boy, this kid puts a lot of torque on his arm.
Yes, he does. With that shorten the ears. The 2-2 pitch. Sidearm, swing and a miss, strike three. That's tough to hold off, and Sinclair can't. That'll be the third out of the inning. Albie goes 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Albie out in front, 2-1. Top of the order up 4. Pella Christian, when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community first, credit union.
With all the services our members need.
Community first, credit union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community first, credit union.
Lathrop Construction in Albia is ready to take care of your bulldozing, trenching, and septic tank needs. Lathrop Construction also specializes in the installation of the new, long-lasting, low-maintenance plastic fence. Take care of all your construction needs with one call to Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop in Albia. Proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon and Lady D's. That's Lathrop Construction. Call them today, 932-2654. 932-2654.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Baukamp lead things off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning for Pella Christian. Here's a fastball upstairs. Baukamp, his last time at the plate, picked up the walk, and that led to the only run for Pella Christian just a couple of innings ago. Swing and a miss, strike one, 1-1 the count. Boy, this is a big inning for both ball clubs. They're at the top of their order. He really, It's a fastball low in the way. That'll be ball two. Jake squares it up, sends it in, hangs it upstairs, ball three. It's gotten behind Baukamp the last two times at the plate. Must have a, you know, C's got a little respect for him. Here's a fastball challenged by Baukamp, fouled up and out of play. This count's going to move to full. Jake really wants to be able to get him right here. Jake's moving quick, too. He's not taking a lot of time out there. On the rubber, change up outside, fouled up and out of play.
This game's going fast. It's like them games down in Davis County a week ago. They were.
Yeah, if you didn't tune in, you'd threw it in no time. Here's another foul ball, up and out of play. Baukamp doing a good job of working the pitch count here. But Jake's been so efficient. He's got a lot of arm left in him. Just underway here, the bottom of the sixth inning. Albie out in front, 2-1. Baukamp, the leadoff batter. There's a changeup, and it's going to go into left field, a single.
He's a tough batter.
Yes, he is. And Baukamp will lead things off here in the sixth inning, as he did in the fourth, getting on base. This time with a single, only the second hit of the night for Pella Christian. That'll bring up the catcher, Curtis Rosenboom. Rosenboom grounded out to the first baseman, flew out to the center fielder. He's 0 for 2. Now, Baukamp was able to get down to second base on a pickoff play his last time on the base path. There's a bunt attempt towards first base, and Baker's going to have to tag the runner for the out. That'll advance the runner down to third base. Boy, you know, when you have your number two catcher bunting, you know that they are giving respect to your pitchers with that saying.
Yeah.
They know runs are going to be difficult to come by. Zach Zelstra will stand in.
Fortunately, that was right on the line. Brady got the ball and looked back, and nobody's on first, and he could just reach out and tag the runner. That could have been a little bit of a miscue.
Here's a pop fly foul out of play. Boy, strikeout would be huge here. Rosenboom flew out his first time. Zelstra. Zelstra was hit by a pitch and singled in the fourth. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Now he's out in front, 0-2 here. Boy, this is a big pitch here. Strikeout would really, really be what the doctor ordered here. 0-2 count on Zelstra. Fastball upstairs. And a ball gets by Jake, but fortunately Bauer was holding on the base runner, Baukamp at second base, and went right to him. Baukamp getting a good lead. Got to be really watching here. 1-2 pitch. Zylstra. Pitch upstairs. Again, holds off. That's hard to hold off, too. Good discipline at the plate for Zylstra. 2-2. One gone. Runner down to second base. Here's a pop fly hit down the first baseline, hooking and going out of play. That'll keep the count 0-2. That was a hit a long ways.
Yes.
Long strike, what they call those. Count will stay at 2-2.
He would probably have had a chance to tag on that one and get the third pretty easy, I'd imagine.
Really
late swings.
Good at bat here for Zylstra. 2-2 count. Stalzer. Fastball hit right in front of the mound. Stalzer's going to pick it up. Plants goes to first, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Boy, that was a
very close,
very difficult play there. 1-3 put out. The runner goes to third base, so the tying run 90 feet away. But the good news for the Blue Demons, they've got two down here. Kyle DeRonde, the shortstop, will stand in. He's grounded out twice, or flew out twice to the second baseman. You know he's going to be a little behind. And line things up here. Baukamp over at third base. Two gone. Bottom of the sixth inning. This could be a really critical out here. If you can get to the bottom of the seventh inning, moving your way down the order here, it's really boosts things in your favor.
Puts a lot of pressure on them.
There's a fastball hit right into the glove of Cody Underwood. Boy, that was a well-hit ball. Underwood took a step to his left, stuck out his glove, and sucked it right in for the third out of the inning. The Blue Demons able to stop the Eagles' run here in the sixth inning, and Albia will go to the top of the seventh inning with a one-run lead, 2-1, when we come back here back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Those we love remain with us, for love itself lives on, and cherished memories never fade because a loved one's gone. Those we love can never be more than a thought apart, for as long as there's a memory, they'll live on in the heart.
During your time of loss, let the caring staff at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home help you preserve your memories and honor your loved ones with services available at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. We offer a full line of services, including an on-site crematory. Contact Richard Tharp, Cody Kroll, or Leroy Winfield at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Top of the seventh inning, the Summers lead things off. Little ground ball hit towards third base. It rolls foul. Austin anticipating the curveball. Spalkamp has been so deadly with scooting up in the box. We've seen that the batter's really starting to edge forward. 2-1 Albia. Top of the seventh inning. Albia like to end it right here, this inning. Here's a pitch on the outside, held off, ball one.
It's hard for the kids who want to move up because you get in a system where you like to stand, and when you move up, it just
really
changes
everything.
Yeah, it does. It just
curveball, Summers grounds it off the edge of the bat over to first base. The first baseman picks it up, steps on the bag, out number one. Too much and got the very end of the bat on the ball. That'll be a U3. Unassisted out to the first baseman. That'll bring up Blake Schroeder. Schroeder scored the go-ahead run after the error on the strikeout.
Looks like we're on a little conference here at the mound.
Actually, Coach Kegel actually called the timeout to come and talk to Blake. 2-1, if you're just joining us and wondering why or how it's possible that we got through this. It's been a pitcher's duel tonight, coupled with a 10-minute early start, but this has been a fly-through. Two-one. Schroeder at the plate. One away, top of the seventh inning. Here's a fastball. It's low and away, ball one. Boy, just really could pick up another run here. Really could help you out. Just think about the leaving Baker Strand over here at third base. That kind of builds on your list. Here's a pitch outside. 2-0 the count. I gave Blake a strike. Didn't deserve. 2-0. Here's a pitch outside. Strike one. 2-1. Top of the seventh inning. Albie out in front. 2-1 over Pella Christian. Foul camp. Brings a pitch. Holds outside. That'll move the count to 3-1. Boy, those were there a few innings ago.
Yeah.
Here comes the 3-1. Foul camp. Throws it upstairs, and Schroeder goes after it. Fouls it up and out of play. This will make the count full here.
I think Belkamp, did he have to go seven innings last?
I think he did.
Or six or seven at least. I don't think they got an early out like the.
No, he had a low pitch count, but. Here comes the pitch. Little ground ball out in front of the pitcher's mound. He's got to roam to his right. Comes up with it. Long throw to first in time.
Played his position well.
Yes,
there.
He did. Boy, he's an outstanding athlete. 1-3. And that'll bring up Brady Baker. Brady reached on a single. And left stranded over at third base. Two gone, top of the seventh inning. 2-1 Blue Demons. Brady Baker at the plate. Baker looks at a called strike one. Looking ahead, which you don't want to do, you're going to start with number five batter. Ball down the dirt, ball one. Rossler will lead things off. Then Van Zee and Vandervoot. There's a curveball, hangs up, and Baker puts it in the air, and it fades up and out of play. He'll get another look here.
Kind of a check swing foul.
2-1 on Brady Baker. Strong, big first baseman. He's having a tremendous senior year. Well, those kids, you look at the years he put into the program. He got a little playing time last year, but behind a lot of players, and one of those guys that could easily, some guys just pack it up and call it a career. But Brady's stuck it out, and he's had a fantastic senior year.
He was on our Babe Ruth team, the Tigers. And
here's a ground ball, slow roller towards the shortstop. Picked up by the shortstop, long throw to first in time for the third out of the inning. So Abby goes down 1-2-3. They've got two runs on the board. Pella Christian, one behind. We're going to come back to the bottom of the seventh inning and see if Stalzer can shut them down here and get the win here at Pella Christian High School. When we come back, you're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
Albia Motors, your locally owned Ford dealership, has been quietly doing business since 1950. Stop in and visit with Jack or Mike and let them show you what Ford has to offer you. There's a large selection of new and used vehicles to fit your needs. Take a test drive in any one of the new vehicles on the lot and see what Ford has done. The new Taurus is totally new and not like your daddy's Taurus. If it's a pickup you desire, the new F-150, it's not just a pickup truck, it's a Ford F-150. Albia Motors is proud to support the Albia Blue Demons.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Rossler to lead things off for Pella Christian, and Jake Stalzer throws a fastball in the outside corner. A rope, strike one. 2-1 Albion. Bottom of the seventh inning. Albion like to get it done right here. 0-2 count. Another strike on Rossler. Stalzer shakes off the sign. Throws a pitch upstairs and outside, ball one. Just got news that Eddieville Blakesburg was up 9-1 in their contest. They've got a great ball club, and
yes,
the winner of this game will face them Saturday. Here's a little pop-up that's going to go foul and out of play.
I believe the game's at Eddieville, right?
Eddieville.
Yeah, they get to host it.
Boy, that would be a lot of fun. 1-2 here on Rossler. Stalzer. Fastball right back to Stalzer. Takes his time, plants, throws it over to Baker at first for the first out of the inning. Boy, that get that first batter out is huge. 1-3 put out. First down to the inning. Bottom of the seventh inning. And that'll bring up Jordan Rossler. Rossler reached on the air in the fourth and flew out to Jake. Back to the pitcher in the first inning. Rossler, right-handed batter, strong first baseman. Here's a pitch in the dirt, ball one. Lights here at 8 o'clock. Really starting to take effect. Here's a high pop fly, shallow left field. Bauer goes out, plants, comes up with it for out number two. So the Eagles are down to their final out, and that'll bring Will Vandervoot. Vandervoot struck out his previous two times at the plate. Another strikeout would be all right, and that would send on Albion to the third round here in playoff action and likely to take on the Rockets.
Yeah, it's tough being the guy that might make the third out. A lot of pressure on him when you're down.
I have been there. Here's a pitch on the inside corner. Ball one. Just missed. Boy, what a fast-moving ball game we've had here. Albion in front, 2-1. Two down, bottom of something. Here's a shot into right field. It's going to fall in for a single. So the Eagles are going nowhere just yet. No quit in this Eagle team. A single, two-out single, and the tying runs over first base, and that'll bring up Marty Feinhardt. Feinhardt flew out to center field his last time at the plate and struck out. And he put a charge in that ball his first time, but or a second time, went dead center field, though.
Fabot got to think a way of getting that runner to second. I don't know if they'll try to do anything or not.
It was a fastball call, strike one. Feinhardt designating hitting.
It's opened up a big hole between first and second.
Yes, it has. Trying to hold that runner on. You got to be careful. They're going to be behind Stalzer, as they have been most of the night. Here's a ground ball. Back to Stalzer. Reaches up, throws to the first, out number three, and that'll be the final out of the ball game. And, folks, Albia has picked up a couple of wins here in playoff action at Pella Christian High School. They get one over the Eagles. And, Pastor, boy, I'll tell you what, the confidence level on this team went up huge against PCM. I think it just took another big step up because this was a fine pitcher they faced tonight.
Yes, he's a definite pitcher that just showed him so many different looks and put him in, but they all kept their composure and put the ball in play and did a good job.
A fast-moving ball game and another great effort by Jake Stalzer on the mound. And I think when you take away a full seven innings pitch and you take away that he had such few pitch counts, he's going to be even stronger for Saturday. And that really can make a difference. He's our ace, and we need him on the mound. You know he's going to be facing a Larkin, who is another tremendous left-handed pitcher. A lot of fun ahead of us. The ride continues for the Blue Demons. The Eagles fall tonight 2-1 to Albia. A leadoff double or a double by Wilson Sinclair, followed up by Austin Summers, was the first run of the ballgame. And then Blake Schroeder reached. And how big was that third strike error on that pass ball that got Schroeder down to first base? And Albia was able to move him over to third, and he finally scored on a single by J.D. Curran, and Albia was able to get the win courtesy of those two runs. Albia with the win tonight, 2-1. Your final score. We'll be back Saturday with more Blue Demon playoff action down at Eddyville Blakesburg. And I know, Joe, back on the board, you've got some games lined up this week for our Charger fans over in Sheridan. Hey, just a fantastic ride here. You know, I got Pastor Gray with me, and this whole season, Joe, has been a season full of stiff competition. We knew going into the season, Pastor, that we had a tough schedule ahead of us. You throw in the fact that Mother Nature wasn't so kind with the weather.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
And that you know, you lose those games, but you also lose continuity, and you lost the practice time. And so it's all those things building against you in a difficult schedule where you've got some guys you got to bring along. And now to have you win a couple of games in the playoffs, it really starts to make you re-believe in yourself as a player. And we saw that after Saturday's game.
I think what helps is they got a lot of seniors on this club. I mean, I think everybody except one out there is a senior that's starting right now. And that that depth and been around for a few years, I think it's paying off. And then I know all of them's got a good attitude. They're a good bunch of boys and get along good and have some fun. They enjoy the sport. And I know that's what Ethan tells me about what's happening in the dugout. And really a good time.
Absolutely. Jake Stalzer, whenever he takes the mound, he's going to give your team a chance. He's not going to give up a bunch of runs. He's not going to walk a bunch of players. And your defense can't afford to fall asleep because they know it's coming. So it's a great time. But Pat Powers is going to join us. Pat is on the line. And, Pat, talk a little bit about that Rocket win for Eddyville Blakesburg tonight.
Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets were able to come out with an 11-1 win tonight here at Eddyville Blakesburg Field, finishing it in five innings against Mid Prairie Hawks. Christian Vanbrook was able to throw a complete game. He scattered four hits, The Rockets were powered by 2 3-run shots by Craig Larkin and another home run by Tyler Archer to spark the win for the Rockets, and they move on in tournament play Saturday. They will play here at Saturday at Eddyville Blakesburg at 7 o'clock. If Albia won tonight, that's correct. I'm not sure how they did during the season, Joe. I was not available to go to the games, but I think that Eddyville Blakesburg was able to get the better against Albia this particular season. Well, that would be perfect.
Hey, that's exactly what everyone was wanting. You know, one thing when these two teams, the Rockets and the Blue Demons, meet on the diamond down there in Eddyville on Saturday, they're going to be going at each other. But I'll guarantee you, both of them are rooting for this rematch because it really demonstrates the depth and the talent of the South Central Conference. And Pastor, we were just talking about that before Pat joined us, is that this was a really difficult conference. We have Davis County in there, and they were, you know, one of the top rated teams, if not the number one rated team coming into the season. Then you have Sheraton, yep, who's put together the season they have. Eddyville Blakesburg, Albie's right there in the mix, and it's been a competitive contest. Eddyville Blakesburg got the better half of the Blue Demons this season, but in each of those games, it's been highly contested ball games. Yes. And we have Jake Stalzer on the mound and Larkin on the mound. You're going to have two highly competitive teams.
Yep, it's going to be ought to be an awesome game.
And you know the there'll be a lot of people down there. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun, and I'll look forward to Torment and Pat when I see him down there at Eddyville. But for the Blue Demons, great win for the Rock. A South Central Conference team still demonstrating, flexing their muscle here in tournament action. Joe, thanks so much for putting this on the air again tonight. I want to thank Pastor Brad Gray for his exceptional job up here in the broadcast booth. Say hi to my buddy Billy back in Albia. He's going to have a daughter with a birthday this weekend, so we want to wish her a happy birthday. And to all of our listeners out there, we'll be back Saturday.